Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. It is Ashley, and it is
Ben, and we're back.
We're back. And today we are talking hometowns. We're actually going to jump right into the recap today. It's top 4 somehow already. And I actually love this episode. Ben, this was an episode I didn't find myself on my phone for. You?
I love this episode too, Ashley. I think you'll know what I'm talking about. But I think this is probably the first time, I could be wrong, somebody on here could question me on it, but it's the first time in 1.5 to 2 years that I've shed a tear watching The Bachelor. I think the last time was Michael A., which we obviously have an in-depth episode coming up with him just in a couple days here. It's going to be really exciting. But I shed a tear during this episode, Ashley, which is always the sign of a good episode for me.
Which, wait, let me guess what part. Okay, so Susie's, not Susie's. Serene. I don't know. I don't think it would have been. Oh, was it between Rachel and her dad crying?
No, it was when Gabby's dad showed up with the signs. I mean, that was a little much, but like
a little stagey.
He wanted to be there. Yeah, he wanted to be there. She wanted him to be there. And there he is, shows up, and you just see her face like break down and want to hug him. And it just made me feel like, hey, how many other families can relate to that right now, right? I mean, like, different circumstances, but how many families want to be together and see their loved ones and they haven't been able to. And this is obviously one of those moments. I don't know. It got me.
It was really then, cute. Know, obviously it was an allusion or a reference to Love Actually with the cue cards.
Sure.
But Ben, the only thing that I know it was like cutesy and stagey, but if he was able to show up with a car, couldn't we have gotten Clayton out and he could have just sat there with the window rolled down and he could have been like, hey, Clayton, I'm her dad. Let's have a brief talk right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, there was like, hey, if you can show up in a car. However, I do think, yeah, there's, it's, you know, it's a little stagey because you're like, hey, he could have done this, he could have done that.
Yeah.
But just her face.
Yeah.
Like, you know what it's like, Ashley, to be away from your family for so many months, to be missing them, to be excited to see them, then to find out that they can't be there, to be a part of this experience that you're so pumped to show them. Like, you know how disappointing, like, that would feel and be. And so just to see her face that he was there.
Yeah.
Like made me, I don't know, maybe just I related with it a little bit. Because I just remember like coming up from the airport after my time on The Bachelorette and seeing my parents standing at the end in like the baggage claim area and just running out to him and give him a hug. Like that moment is just so special. So it got me. It got me good. I did love this episode. But let's start with Susie's hometown.
Okay.
Susie's hometown takes place in Virginia. Ashley, take it away.
So Susie's hometown was the most forgettable for me, but I just, but Susie herself like isn't forgettable. Trying to think about like what the standout parts of her date. She, oh my God, Ben, like how am I even drawing? I'm like drawing a blank of what they did.
No,
I watched it like four hours ago. Oh, jiu-jitsu with the martial art that I cannot say the word jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he struggled at saying it too. I thought it was a cute hometown. I thought it showed something about her that's unique that she's into. She talked about like why she loves it so much. I have obviously my brother-in-law, he loves it. During COVID when we were all quarantined together, he used to practice on me. He's a lot smaller than me, but somehow I'd find my legs up over my head with my arms wrapped around my body and I'd be, you know, done for. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, it was definitely, I would say if we rank these, the least memorable hometown, but I do feel like it was a special hometown because her family was also like very accepting.
I love
of this
that
experience. Like so accepting of Clayton and this whole thing. Like you don't see that every time, but they really made him feel welcomed.
So what I got from her family was like, all right, that was calm. They were accepting. It didn't seem like the producers like riled somewhat up to like create a storyline.
No.
It was just nice. And I thought that was lovely. I hope the rest of the hometowns are this lovely. And honestly, they were. That's why I liked this hometown, because all the families were like excited for the girls, really happy for them. And there wasn't a ton of doubt. And we always get that person that just wants to like hammer home. They're like, you better not hurt her. You better not hurt her. But everyone here was just chill and I liked it.
They got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like, then the other thing was that her parents are just talking about how like she's like the kindest, sweetest person ever. And that's kind of what we hear from, to cut that out, I was going to preview the interview, but we don't have to do that. So should we move on to was Gabby's date next?
It is. I mean, I would just add, if I get a second here, to say that Susie's dad was really sweet in this moment. Like, you know, he's been through a lot and he kind of said something that really stood out to me. He goes, I don't know how somebody hasn't like snatched her up yet.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happened. And I just thought, I mean, I'm not a father. I'm definitely not a father of a daughter. I would just say that that comment probably took a lot for him to say, but it also shows just how much he loves Susie and cares for Susie, that he would like look at some random dude that just showed up to his house and be like, you're lucky, dude, because I don't know how somebody hasn't, you know, found my daughter yet, but she's incredible. I was impressed with Susie after her hometown date. I was impressed with her more than I've already been.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about Gabby's hometown. She goes like hiking with him. Gabby is, she's interesting. He says that she's like the funniest girl he's ever met. What we see of her isn't like super funny, but then we see the blooper at the end and I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Now I get it. That's just another example of me wishing that they kept more moments in like that in the main show than putting it in the credit bay. It would just, it would make us understand connections more, I think. But I loved Gabby's hometown, mainly because the grandfather was hilarious. And of course, we have the, you know, the moment that you talked about. And it just, they seem like a fun family to want to like be married into.
It was a great hometown. In fact, they hiked right by my house. I was watching it and I obviously wasn't home when they were filming this, but I was watching. I texted one of the producers. I was like, where did they hike at? Because that looks like the hike that like Jessica and I take from our house. And sure enough, I mean, it's right, like where they were hiking is literally like in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's so weird. It's so wild. I recognize The Rock. I mean, great hometown.
You should have crashed.
You know, Gabby's. Well, I know. I should have if I would have known. But, you know, Gabby is one of those people who have grown on me. She's had moments during this show, right? You know, she had moments, and we were talking about when you were out on some maternity leave was, you know, she had a date with Clayton where she's like, dude, I'm crazy. Like, I want to let you know, I am absolutely bonkers. Yeah. I am crazy. Yeah. She kept reinforcing it. And at first, when she first said it, the first time I was like, whoa, what's following this? And then when she kept joking about it, I was like, oh, this girl's just super endearing and lovable. Mm-hmm. She's just like all of us. You know, she's great. So I loved her grandfather. I wish we would have seen more of him. My only critique is that he had like a couple good like one-liners in there. Mm-hmm. He was really funny. I wish he would have been like the star of the show. I think he was, even with the small amount of time he was on. But we missed it. Like, we should have seen a lot more of that guy.
I could have had the entire episode probably with him. He had a great sense of humor. And then he talked about his wife and how she, recently passed away and him wearing the wedding ring still. That was a really sweet moment. It was the perfect combination of humor and heartfelt. Anything else to say more about Gabby's?
I would just say once again, it's another family that's fully supportive of this experience and fully supportive of Clayton. Mm-hmm. And so he's getting off easy. Is one thing I'll say, which is deserved because he's not getting off easy when it comes to the general public right now.
Exactly.
But he's getting off easy in the hometowns and another family supportive of this experience. And I think it's an important note because unlike some seasons where we have one family totally against it or one sibling really against it, Clayton right now has the full support of the first two women on their hometowns. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of siblings, Serene's hometown, the standout moment was her relationship, I guess, and her sit down with her brother. I liked this guy. He was protective, but not in an obnoxious way.
No, not like, hey, let me get my television moment kind of way that we watch some seasons.
Yeah.
Where they're just like over the top, awkward. Like, hey, you've never talked to one of her people that she's dated like this. No, he was good. Like he questioned it. He sat in on it. But he wasn't mean about it. Mm-hmm. He just was very straightforward about it.
Yeah. And he talked about how he's like never seen her really get this vulnerable. And she's done it in a way that it's only been like 6 weeks. And it's been through a process like that, which is kind of surprising to him. But he's like happy that she's gotten there.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously a little foreshadowing there where, you know, he doesn't want her to be hurt.
Yeah.
But as we've talked about so many times, I know this is tough, but I believe, you know, that people do learn a lot from being on this experience. And I think that, you know, just getting the opportunity to open up again and feeling something again is a positive for a human. And so we see her, you know, very much open up to Clayton, very much telling how she feels. Can I just say, like, he's a good looking dude and she's absolutely gorgeous. That family's got a lot going on.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that is a handsome man. He sounds like Obama too. Like a Southern Obama. Did you hear that?
Oh, he's just strong and confident. His voice is one of a leader. Yeah. I'd be intimidated to talk to him. I'd be like, dude, you're too good looking and you're way too smart. Like for me to be sitting down here, you're going to read through all of this and I'm about to send your sister home and about 2 days, and I think you can tell at this point. So, like, I just got to get out of this house.
It was kind of telling when he said, do you love my sister? And he was like, well, I haven't said that to anyone yet. And it just felt like he was like, oh, God, no, I definitely am least there with your sister. Or at least like that was my interpretation, because I just felt like that connection was a little bit lesser than. And then another thing is, we've talked throughout the episode, they've talked about blessings, like I received blessings. But I think it was more like I've received acceptance from families, because he never said, well, can I get down on one knee? Can I propose to your daughter? Did he ever say anything like that? I don't think so.
He never did, but I guarantee he did it.
They just didn't show it. Okay.
You have to ask every time. And I get it, right? Like you want, if just in case, like you want to be able to have that from the parents, just in case, if that does happen. I will tell you, it was my least favorite part of the whole show. Was walking into those houses, and I like right away, I'd be like, gosh, dang it. I know no matter what, I'm going to have a really awkward moment with a father who loves their daughter or a brother who loves their sister or whatever. And I don't want to have it.
Yeah.
I don't want to have it at all. Okay. So we have one more date here, Ashley, in this hometown that we love so much this episode. It's Rachel's, who, you know, a lot of people feel like since the beginning has kind of been the front runner. Did you feel like this hometown date really solidified that for you?
No, I left this episode probably more confused as to who it'll be in the end. I knew I could eliminate Serene. And now that we're down to these three, I actually have no direction in which it's going. I again liked Rachel's because her dad, she was so scared about her dad and how he was going to behave towards Clayton. He's apparently never liked another guy that she's brought home, but he was like he came off as Tony Soprano, but a total a mushy, you know, teddy bear Italian dad in the end. He was fine.
I was going to say the same thing. Actually, I was like, I know this is a stereotype.
Yeah,
I know it is, but I'm watching The Sopranos right now because I've been flying so much. So I have it downloaded. And I was like, when I saw her dad sitting there like stone cold, and then his name was Tony, and he's Italian. I was like, I would be if I, oh, I'm so scared. He was good.
Yeah.
I do have one criticism of this date, Ashley.
Okay.
And a question for you and everybody else. Okay. Uh-huh. They're in Florida. I'm in Florida right now as we speak. I love alligators so much. They're my favorite thing. You've bought me an alligator that still sits on my desk to this day. I love myself an alligator. So they're going down this like little river ride in a see-through canoe. They see a spider, which isn't a big spider. If you look closely, that spider has a bunch of babies on its back.
Okay, that's not the spider just itself. As creepy.
That's just as creepy, but that's a mom with all the babies on its
back. Oh my God.
So I just want to be clear there.
Stop. That's so gross. Yeah. I thought that was like an insert shot. I was like, that's not actually a spider that they seen. They just threw that that stock image in there.
No, it's a Florida spider. I mean, most spiders carry their babies on their back. So that's just like 1,000 spiders on a mom's back. But here's my question. So at some point they get off and they have this nice little picnic and they jump in the waters. They're in the same water they were when the alligators were swimming in it. Why are they not concerned that there's not an alligator sitting at the bottom of that little swimming hole? Like, why is that not a thing?
That's a great question. I don't know. Did they put netting up? Not that netting is really going to stop a crocodile or an alligator.
No, I mean, no matter what, you're in Florida in a running water, like in a river in the middle of the woods. And I don't know how far back they are or where this is at necessarily, but there's no like, I mean, I've swam in alligator infested like lakes and that scares me, let alone a river that I know they're full of. I just want to ask that question to see if somebody, if I missed
don't have
part
an
where,
answer
like, all
for
this,
you.
Okay, whatever.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Never mind.
All right. Well,
I was just mad about it.
It was hilarious how like her mom was just down. Like her mom, no reservations. Mm-hmm. It's exactly how my mom would have been. It's just like, there's a boy in the house.
Yeah, marry my daughter.
Yeah.
This sounds awesome. Go for it. This is great.
Yeah.
It is funny to see that dynamic during Rachel's day where the dad was, if anything, the most intimidating out of any intimidating yet. Yeah. The rest of that family was like all for it, gung ho. This is awesome. Go get it, Rachel. Go for it, Clayton. And I liked how the dad said to Clayton, if she speaks highly of you, I'll just give you a little pat on the arm as you walk out. I thought that was sweet.
That was
like the dad's going to give. Yeah, that was nice. See, Tony's a cute guy. He's a cute guy.
I know.
He's real sweet. He ain't that tough. Well, Ashley, to close this episode, I did think with you, I was a little bit, I thought it was either going to be Gabby or Serene to go home. I did not see Susie or Rachel leaving.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, at the beginning of this whole season, my favorite, Serene, was sent home. I think her future is very bright, but she was sent home from this season.
Yeah. Well, I am so actually excited for Monday's episode in Iceland for these fantasy suites. And we'll finally, hopefully, get the answer as to why he has to say, I was intimate with both of you. Also, both of you. Interesting. Not three of you. Both of you.
Both of you. It's going to be wild. It's going to be great. Ashley, let's take a break. When we come back, we have a contestant from this season, Tessa, joining us. She was eliminated week 3. Tessa Tukes is on, and I bet she's going to be fantastic.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
she would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. All right, guys, we have Tessa from Clayton Season. She was eliminated week 3. Tessa, thank you so much for being here. And we got to know, Clayton's getting a... Clayton just can't catch a break, okay? This guy, he's still getting criticized for being, like, quote, boring and, like, we don't care about who he ends up with because we're not invested in this dude. How was he in real life? Like, do you feel like he's getting a bad rap and he really is, like, an awesome guy and this is all very unfortunate?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we didn't have the luxury of getting to know him, so... as much as maybe other bachelors in the past. So it was really up to him to like make a big splash, which is a lot of pressure for one person. I mean, my interactions were really positive. I feel like there wasn't a vibe, but it's not his fault. Mm-hmm. And I think, I feel like America's been kind of tough on my man, Clayton. I feel like he's not, you know, he doesn't deserve it. He's a good guy.
They have been tough on him. I'm sensitive to the boring criticism because that was the biggest criticism I got. And later on in life, I'm like, I'm glad they called me boring. It just means that I did not cause too many issues.
So true.
On the show.
It means you're nice and polite.
Totally.
I hope so.
And then actually your season was the first season I ever watched. And I would have considered you nice, kind, but certainly not boring. So I put Clayton in the same category.
Exactly. Ben so when is you're... not boring.
when you're with them, Tessa, was it clear to you like that there wasn't a connection there, or were you pretty shocked when you got sent home?
Yeah, I think I wanted there to be a connection so badly. I feel like I'm a connector by nature, so mm-hmm. to not feel something instantly was definitely a rude awakening that you can't connect with everyone. I think he's super handsome, super kind, charming, but the moment we sat down together, I just didn't feel a spark. And as much as I wanted to feel one, I didn't.
Well, we have it eliminated down to Gabby, Rachel, and Susie. So can you briefly describe each girl as you know them from firsthand experience?
Yeah, totally. So Gabby, or I call her Gabagool, is she's my girl. She and I bonded night one, just absolutely not getting our way that night. I feel like she and I were both feeling kind of chaotic. She's so funny. She's like a young Jennifer Coolidge. Like, her voice in and of itself is just enough. it's so good. I think she's definitely an interesting character, and I'm happy that we're getting a bit more of her sincerity and like the sweetness to her, because she is a complex person, and I'm glad that we're kind of getting to know her in that way too. Susie is perfection. Like, if I could describe a perfect person, it would be Susie. I feel like she's just graceful and considerate and kind and interesting. Like, she's lived in Japan, wild. I would want like my future daughter to be just like Susie.
Yeah.
Like, through and through. Serene, gorgeous, like walks in a room and you're just completely taken by her beauty. And she's a tiny thing. She's like 5'2" maybe, and she just takes up so much space and has such a presence. And also similarly very sincere, kind. She's a teacher, just through and through a really great person. And lastly, my girl Rachel, flying planes, saving lives, doing all that stuff, just like such a force. Like, Rachel for me is like a stabilizing force in the house. That was her. I would always look to her when I needed like a voice of reason or support, kind of like big mama bear energy.
So you left kind of early on.
Incredible explanation.
Yeah, that was really, really great. Good. Like, you really, you answered that question. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You left a little early on to maybe be able to feel something with certainty. But when you did leave, was there one of those four girls sticking out in your head as like, oh, he's going to end up with her?
Yeah. So thank you for bringing that up. I feel like I get a really good read of people kind of instantly. And I'd say with Rachel, the way that she and I would discuss Clayton was just so much different than any of the other women. I had a lot of insecurities in the first couple of days about not having time with him. And she, just the way that she talked about her time with him, I could really sense that there was something special there. Like, her eyes would kind of like soften and her body language would change. And it was just a completely different experience. So that was as early as, you know, day one, day two. I felt like their connection was really special and really sincere.
Now, you were there 3 weeks. Did you ever sing for the house? Did they ever ask you to use your vocals and your musical talents to entertain the house?
Okay, so I feel like any musician either loves being asked to sing or hates it. I'm of the hating it camp, I have to say.
Okay.
My voice is very like breathy and airy and like a little more folky than I think people expect, so it's kind of awkward. I'm like, come, I'm gonna like serenade you with like a bunch of, you know, ocean sounds. But yeah, they asked a lot and I politely or not so impolitely declined.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, you are half of it's Tukes, right? That's how that's how you say it. Tukes, which is a folk band that you formed with your brother Christian. So you're half of this band. That's why I asked that question, because I know you do have a lot of talent. I would have asked you to sing. That there wasn't a lot going on in the house typically, and a little entertainment always felt good.
Yeah, I did bring I brought my guitar, so I could have definitely done it. I think I was, honestly, in hindsight, like, probably shouldn't have brought it if I wasn't planning on playing for anyone, but.
All right, Tessa. So in the house, was there anything that like happened that did not go according to the way that it went down on TV? Or is pretty much what we're seeing in the TV version what happened?
Yeah, I think the TV version, weirdly enough, is what happened, especially with like the earlier villains and drama like that. All the shrimp stuff, unfortunately, did happen. So I feel like this season is super dramatic, but weirdly, it was as dramatic in the house. And I'm still kind of processing, like, was that real life? Was that a fever dream? Like, am I a real person? Is today tomorrow? Is yesterday next month? I don't know what is happening. So weirdly, all kind of took place the way that it's been portrayed.
So wild. I just remember Tessa sitting during The Bachelorette. I've told Ashley this many times, but like, you, like, drama would be going down, and I'd be in my mind thinking, nobody's actually going to believe this happened the way that it's happening. But I have a front row seat at it. Like, I get to watch all this happen with my own eyes. What were you thinking when all this was happening?
Yeah, I was usually, for one, like sitting on the couch, just like eating those gummy bears that are in the glass container.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. I was literally talking to my sister the other day about the fact that the Oreos and the peanut M&Ms were in those jars. And we all gained 10 pounds just because of those jars.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Like just two hands at every moment.
Yeah.
Just like going at it, like staying out of the drama. It's probably why I left early, honestly. I was just like, I found my safe space in the kitchen and just like, I was chilling. Yeah, but during those moments, it was hard to believe that women were arguing over a crustacean. It really felt like we'd entered like a new realm of existence. Like, wow. It's like, we're all real people, but like with jobs and families and lives outside of this, but we're really talking about shrimp for days. So it was pretty unexpected, but entertaining, especially in my little kitchen snack corner.
Yeah, it's safe space. You got to find the safe spaces in the house. It's important. So this is one of Ashley and I's favorite games. We love to play this game with people, Tessa. And you're beautiful, you're smart, you're talented, you get a read on people. And so as a result, would you ever go on Paradise after your experience now on The Bachelor?
This is a game.
Ooh, I love this game, especially a game that starts with compliments. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Yeah. So I, in my real life, say that going on this show was one of the best things I've ever done for myself. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Before going on the show, I was living for other people. I was waking up each day and making decisions that I really had no say in, from my job to certain relationships. This was the first thing that I did for me after spending nearly 4 years in a really hectic relationship. And it really opened up the doors for me to continue kind of living for myself, like living intentionally, living mindfully. And while it was a completely chaotic experience, it was one that instilled me with a lot more self-confidence. I was crying my face off that first night. And those were tears that I needed to shed. There were tears from being like an ugly duckling in high school, like so sad and miserable. And it just took a really big leap to really start to value myself and to like know what I love about myself. So hell yeah, I would absolutely go in Paradise to reconnect with the courageous and brave version of myself that The Bachelor introduced me to.
Oh, I love that. We really, really feel that. We relate. So last question is, who's your Bachelor?
This is my favorite. I love this question.
That you'd want to see in Paradise.
Yeah. So,
oh, she's got one.
I do have one. Yeah. I do. And it's uncomfortable because our paths have kind of crossed, but I definitely like, I'm a little bit shy when it comes to putting myself out there.
So this is a great way to do it publicly.
Yeah. I consider him a friend of mine, but something about Pardeep on Michelle's season really struck me. He's from Brooklyn. BK forever. Yeah, I feel like there's a vibe. I also like love neuroscience, and we haven't like really nerded out on like psych and neuroscience, but I feel like there could be a vibe. So hereby stating my crush. Pardeep.
Yes.
Yay. This is so good.
So cute. It's gonna happen.
I see it. And if it doesn't happen, Ashley, I'm gonna be so angry at this show. I'm gonna just flip out if we don't see them meet on the beach. Week one, because I want to watch the whole thing for 4 weeks go down.
All right.
Tessa, thanks for joining us. It's so great to have you. Thanks for coming on, and we hope to talk to you again. We hope to be celebrating your time on Bachelor in Paradise if it goes well, or if it doesn't. We just hope you come back and talk to us at some point soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I had a lot of fun.
Of course. Okay, bye.
Bye.
And after this quick break, we are going to have Bachelor headlines. So stay tuned. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, So it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. It's time for Bachelor Headlines. Ben had to go to a business dinner, so I will be doing this on my own. First up, big, huge headline today. It was released a couple hours before we recorded. Clayton Underwood is engaged to Jordan C. Brown, his boyfriend. They have been together for a few months now. I would say a little over half a year. And this is what we got. After my birthday, Jordan and I went to Big Sur for a weekend getaway to decompress and relax in nature. I couldn't have pictured a more beautiful place to celebrate an amazing milestone in my life and my relationships. In my relationship, it was his 30th birthday. And he said, I'm extremely happy. 2021 has been the most transformative year of my life, starting 2022 off with my best friend, teammate, and now fiance is something I never thought was going to be possible. They again just announced this on social media today. Looks like the engagement happened in Big Sur. It sounds as if Jordan was the one to propose, but I don't think we have those details yet. All right, well, congratulations to Colton. We can't wait to see their relationship evolve over forever, we hope. So, second headline, Amanda Stanton calls out The Bachelor for the therapy dates that we've seen lately. She says, we've been watching The Bachelor this season, and I have to say something about the multiple therapy dates. They're rubbing me the wrong way. She said this on Insta story last week. She says, I understand where they're trying to go with it, but forcing girls to, quote, open up on a national TV and then literally judging their sessions or sending them home and making them feel bad if they don't open up enough is just not it. There's a reason therapy is a private thing, and I don't think this is a good representation of therapy or helping end the stigma around mental health. Just had to say it. And you know, I never thought of it this way, but after reading what Amanda said, I feel like I have to agree. So you guys, let us know what you think about the therapy dates. They've kind of like replaced the food dates because we're getting so many food dates and now we're getting a lot of therapy dates. So now we've heard from Zach Clark recently. He says that he is not dating after his split with Tayshia, saying that he struggles with trust issues. So apparently he says he's doing fine after his split, but he isn't quite ready to get back into the dating game. He hasn't started going on dates, but is open to it, says a source to Us Weekly. He's been thinking about going on some dates, some apps, being on some dating apps like Raya. They're trying to help him move on, his friends, but he's hesitant about getting into a new relationship, says this source, because now he's a public figure. He gets excited about the idea of dating again, but has trust issues from being in the spotlight. His biggest fear is getting close to someone, breaking up, and then that girl sharing with the world about their relationship. We have seen it happen to Bachelor contestants in the past. Apparently, Zach wants a relationship that is built on trust. And through all the ups and downs of, you know, well, honestly, Zach's life, he's managed to stay focused on his career and maintained his sobriety. He's working on release recovery and has some upcoming projects in the works. Next headline, Clayton is bracing himself for Bachelor Backlash as the Fantasy Suites episode approaches. So again, a source close to production tells E! News that Clayton is really concerned about how fans are going to react to his season ending. We had a headline last week in which Clayton was talking about how he, because of the backlash, sometimes he wonders whether or not he should have even done the show. And then I said, you know, is that something that somebody who it ended happily for would actually say? But we know that Clayton has experienced backlash. We know that he is been sad, you know, upset about it. Like, he feels frustrated that people still feel like they're not resonating with him when he's being his best self. So, okay, let's go back to the quotes. So Clayton is really struggling with the criticism that he's taken for the decisions that he's made on the show. I think the villain component, he probably got a lot of flack for that, you know, with Elizabeth and Shanae. He did apologize publicly for the way that he handled that situation. But it seems like this week he knows it could get worse for him as the Fantasy Suites come into play. Clayton does indeed fall in love with multiple women, the source shares, and that is really obvious based on the scenes for the next episode that we saw. And they continue to say that many hearts are broken in ways that we really have never seen before on the show. So that's interesting. Think back on Michelle's finale. I mean, wow, that was a heartbreaker. There's been so many heartbreaks. How is this going to be any different? We'll see. But Clayton is so concerned with how things will play out that he even reached out to former Bachelors Matt James and Nick Viall for their support and advice. He didn't reach out to Ben? Everybody reaches out to Ben for advice. Well, we will see how it unfolds, hopefully on Monday, because I am getting impatient. I must know what this teaser is all about. And last headline, it's pretty simple. Bachelor alum Hannah Ann Sluice vacations with Los Angeles Rams Jake Funk after the Super Bowl. Basically, she just took a whole bunch of cute romantic pictures of the two of them during their time in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. He's 24, she's 25, and it was a nice little postseason getaway for the two of them. She captioned her Instagram post, "Next stop, Lover's Beach." So, really happy for the two of them. All right, guys, well, that is it for headlines this week. Can't wait to see what happens on Monday's episode. Seriously, who is he intimate with? Okay. Is he intimate with three or two? Let us know all your thoughts, where you think this season is headed at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. And I'll do this sign off myself. Till next time, I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.